In Iraq today, U.S. and British troops work to solidify control of the hundreds of miles of supply lines that separate forward units from stocks of food, water, and ammunition back in Kuwait. Small groups of Iraqi soldiers attacked up and down the lines again today. Some of the fiercest fighting has been reported around Nasiriya and al-Samawa.
NPR reporter John Burnett is with the 1st Marines north of Nasiriya, and he joins us now from inside the chaplain's tent with that unit. John, why are you inside the chaplain's tent?
Well, Robert, this is the only place in camp that they will allow us to turn our flashlights on because of light discipline. There has been mortar fire the last few nights within several hundred yards of the command post here, and so they are extraordinarily strict about no lights, which could be a target for a sniper.
Sniper fire, mortar fire, have you been experiencing a great deal of these guerrilla tactics, or are there actually whole units out there harassing the Marines?
That's still the main story that the Marines are encountering on this long supply train as they head north towards Baghdad. These guerrilla tactics, they're attempting to slow the movement of the Marines, but they keep pressing on northward.
These supply lines are enormously long, judging from the maps.
What we learned today from the Chief of Staff of the 1st Marine Division, and he said this is the largest overland attack by a division in Marine Corps history, on the order of 6,500 vehicles that are moving north. The Chief of Staff compared it to, say, emptying Texas Stadium in the third quarter of a championship Cowboys game and then telling, okay, now everyone go home on the same two-lane road. It's really a phenomenal movement of vehicles. This two-lane blacktop up there, it is busy day and night with Amtraks heavily armed, with 7-ton trucks, with Humvees. The helicopters are moving in and out of here. They're setting up fuel depots at distinct points in southern Iraq. In one case, they're actually laying 60 miles of temporary pipe to pump fuel from Kuwait all the way into Iraq, so these big gas tankers don't have to go all the way back to Kuwait to refill.
Have the Marines whom you're with encountered Iraqi civilians at all?
They're encountering lots of them on the sides of the road, and they're rather concerned. Are they going to pull an AK-47 out and start shooting at them, or are they just farmers? And it's interesting because the Marines are having to teach sensitivities to their troops because, you know, they do not want to convey the sense that we're this great invading force. There's some interesting things. We were out walking the perimeter with Colonel Robert Knapp, who's commander of the headquarters battalion, and there was a big truck, and it had an American flag pinned on the back window, and he said, "Nice flag. Now take it down. We're not flying American flags on this mission. We don't want to look like conquerors." So that's the tone they're adopting.
I assume some of the Marines who are experiencing all this can't be much more than 19, 20 years old.
It's amazing. They're so young. They're only a few years older than my own son. And many of them, certainly most of them, have never been in combat before, much less a combat zone. And what I saw today was a group of young Marines. You know, all of the meals ready to eat had these little bottles of Tabasco in it. And so what they do is they empty the Tabasco out, and then they fill it with sand at every camp that we come to. And then they label it, Camp Commando or wherever they happen to be. And as a memento that, you know, we're here, we're finally in Iraq. I mean, they're very excited to be in this major theater war. I mean, this is an enormous deal, both for the young Marines and for the veterans who've never been in an operation this big in their 25 years in the Corps.
Well, John, take care, and thanks for talking with us. I said at the outset you're in the chaplain's tent. Is the chaplain there?
He is. And if you'll just stand by a minute, I'll go get him.
Let me turn my flashlight on. Here are the headphones.
Hello, chaplain. This is Robert Siegel from NPR News in Washington. How do you do?
Greetings. I'm doing great. Thank you.
And could you tell us your name, please?
Yes, my name is Alan Cameron.
Have men been coming to see you a lot now that they're actually inside Iraq and either involved in or this close to fighting?
Well, not many, but there's always those elements of human nature that tend to flourish in an environment of combat where individuals tend to wrestle with issues of mortality. And then there are those who are now wrestling with issues, unresolved issues in their lives, personal lives, that they did not address prior to coming out here, whether it is with family or friends or someone significant in their lives.
What can you tell a young man or woman, I guess, thousands of miles from home, disturbed about some unresolved issue in the family and concerned about possibly being in a battle and facing death at such an early age?
Well, for them to take courage, they're very well trained Marines. They need to rely on their training, rely on their equipment, trust their equipment, and on each other. For a lot of us who have trained in a similar environment, as far as
Chaplain, we're being drowned out right now. What are we hearing? Is that a helicopter in the background, or a large vehicle going past?
Yeah, that's correct. We have a number of helicopters here that are using our camp.
I was sorry to interrupt you. We couldn't hear you for a moment, though. But you say you remind the Marines of their training and that they're equipped to do what they're about to be called upon to do.
Correct.
Chaplain Cameron, what is your own denomination, your own religious affiliation?
I'm Christian and currently endorsed by the Evangelical Church Alliance under National Association of Evangelicals.
You've mentioned the Marines who've come to you with their concerns. Do you find concerns of your own at this moment? Do you find your faith, either in God or in people, challenged by what you're experiencing in this war?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm not void of experiencing some of that same intensity of emotion and also questioning my own mortality and immortality, as well as test of character in this environment. I have to be able to rely also in my God and my faith to draw strength from it in order to also provide a source of strength to my Marines, which in a way is my church, my parishioners here in this environment.
Well, Chaplain Cameron, thank you very much for talking with us, and also for your tent, which permits John Burnett and I assume others to use a flashlight at this time of day. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
Thank you. Alan Cameron, who is chaplain to the 1st Marines Headquarters Battalion there north of Nasiriyah in Iraq. We spoke earlier with our reporter with that unit, John Burnett.